But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Christianity wasn't recognized as a legitimate religion in the Roman Empire for almost 300 years after Christ's death. In the year 293 AD, the newly elected Caesar proclaimed Christianity to be legal. So at last, Christians could openly worship in the Roman Empire. The emperor's wife, Helena, traveled to the Holy Land to find the sites that were written about in the scriptures. And when visiting Bethlehem, she spoke with the great, 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 very great grandchildren of those who lived there at the time of Jesus. And because of their excellent oral tradition, they were certain this was the spot. So Helena provided for this building in the 3rd century AD to be built over the top of the spot. And as you walk through that low, keep camels outdoor, and you walk in, there's a beautiful chapel, and you pass this opening in the floor. There's an opening there, and this is the mosaic that you see. So that is evidence that this has been there a very long time. Everything in that place is highly decorated because over the years, people have wanted to honor the Lord. So there are incense burners and tapestries and paintings and fine art that have been given as gifts to decorate this chapel or this church from all over the world. And your eyes just pop out seeing all of this art. It's incredible. And so you pass by these beautiful things, and then you walk down stairs. And you can see people's kind of heads are low in the bottom there, and that's where they're walking down. Now, where they are going is not into a barn. You know, as a matter of fact, in Israel, the best thing they grow is rocks. And it isn't really till the last 40 years that they've really been increasing their orchards or trees because of irrigation and improvement. But basically, the Holy Land has a few scrub pine trees and some nice fig trees down in the Negev Desert and those kinds of trees. But really, there wasn't that much wood around. And so caverns or limestone caves made wonderful shelters. In Nazareth, the carpenter shop is also a limestone cavern. It's like a cellar or basement. It's just cool in the summer. It protects you from the rainy season. And it's a natural, great shelter. It felt very comfortable for me to go down in there. And that's really where the manger was, not in a barn. So when you go down there, it's kind of about the size of a fireplace opening. And it's highly decorated, but you know, underneath the silver star, and this is the spot, but underneath the silver star there that's called the Star of Bethlehem, and the beautiful tapestries and all the incense burners and the marble floor, underneath all that, it's really just a simple limestone cavern. And the shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. So when I was standing in front of the Star of Bethlehem, I took a quarter turn to the right, and just a short stone's throw was the manger. Oh yes, it has tapestries and incense burners, and it's lined with marble, and it's highly decorated, just like we decorate for Christmas. But if you were to strip all of that away, you would see the simplicity, the incredible design that God had for bringing his son to this earth, not the way we would design it. You know, when we're preparing to bring a baby home, we decorate the baby's room, and you want to do your very best, try to get the prettiest colors in the room, or maybe a mobile hanging from the ceiling, and we just do everything we can to make it as special as possible. And this is what made God's way so different than our way, because he chose this type of a manger instead of a beautiful crib that we would choose. It was filled with hay, and this is where Mary laid her baby.